The National Taxpayers Union says the poll asked 400 likely voters in Wisconsin how they felt about legislation that would create a new national sales tax collection mandate that applies to every retailer who sells goods and services over the internet. 60% said they opposed the idea, says the Taxpayers Union's Pete Sepp, and opposition was even higher among independent voters.
Now, I would say that if a political candidate had numbers this bad, their consultants would be telling them to find another line of work.
Brick-and-mortar stores have long pushed for a federal system to collect taxes on internet sales. Scott Stenger lobbies for the Alliance of Wisconsin Retailers.
We are at a disadvantage because an out-of-state company can come and use the internet to solicit business and not have to collect the sales tax, and that's just wrong. And it puts the Wisconsin-based retailers who employ thousands of people, make significant charitable contributions, are part of the community in this state. It tilts the balance in favor of out-of-state companies who employ nobody.
Singer says the Taxpayers Union crafted its poll to get the results it was looking for. The survey did not ask respondents about the fairness argument raised by brick-and-mortar retailers. Wisconsin's congressional delegation is split on federal legislation known as the Marketplace Fairness Act. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted for it. Senator Ron Johnson voted against. It's never received a vote in the U.S. House, where Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner has been the only Wisconsin representative to firmly oppose the idea. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.